AbbVie becomes second pharmaceutical company to support pro-trans propaganda film for kids. By Spencer Lindquist on December 3, 2022. AbbVie Incorporated is the second pharmaceutical company that has supported Mama Has a Mustache, a pro-transgender film for kids. The pharmaceutical company has become a partner for the pro-transgender film for children, journalist Chris Rufo pointed out. Mama Has a Mustache is intended to normalize transgenderism among its young audience. The film is driven completely by audio interviews of kids ages 5 to 10 and claims that children are able to experience a world outside of the traditional gender binary, according to its website. Directed by Chapman University professor Sally Rubin. The film's website sells screening links and K-12 educational curriculum guides that supplement the film. Breitbart News previously revealed that Bayer Pharmaceuticals, which creates anti-androgen drugs that have been used to feminize men who identify as women, was listed as a supporter of the film. Now a second pharmaceutical company that stands to gain from transition attempts is listed as a partner on the film's website. Bayer's logo, which was previously present on the film's website, has since been removed. AbbVie Incorporated is now listed as one of the partners of the film. The company produces luprolide acetate, commonly referred to as Luprin. Luprin is commonly used off-label as a puberty blocker. It has also been used to successfully chemically castrate sex offenders. An investigative report from Breitbart News found that the Gender Cool Project, which seeks to normalize child transgenderism by securing high-profile media appearances for youth who identify as transgender, was sponsored by AbbVie Incorporated. Children involved in the organization, as well as founders Jennifer Grosshandler and Geera Goldstein, appeared on the Today Show with Megyn Kelly. In another instance, activists from the organization met with President Biden at the White House and even spoke from behind the presidential podium. In addition to supporting media that seeks to normalize transgenderism among children, Breitbart News has revealed that AbbVie has paid Dr. Steven Rosenthal, the director and the co-founder of the Child and Adolescent Gender Center at the University of California, San Francisco, for consulting services. Breitbart News asked the Mama Has a Mustache team how specifically AbbVie supported the film, as well as whether or not they believed that the pharmaceutical company's support of the film might be related to their financial incentives. A representative for the film told Breitbart News Mama Has a Mustache was completely independently funded and has no financing from AbbVie. AbbVie did not respond to a request for comment. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.